Hello everyone, this is Simon Powers here, your friendly online teacher, who you may have known through typing and video tutorials so far, but recently I have been getting a lot of emails and comments on the site asking questions, and it's great. I love receiving questions, I love answering the questions, but recently I've found that my fingers are more tired from responding on the site than practicing guitar. So I thought I might take advantage of the modern technology we have at our fingertips, and I'm going to make a little audio response. And I would actually love to know if you enjoy this and if you would like more responses like this. And maybe even I could think about doing a podcast. It really depends on if you enjoy it. And that's pretty much it. If you enjoy it and if you find it useful. So please let me know. So to start off with, I'm going to get a question from Laurie. He wrote in a question a little while ago. Here it is. Hi, Simon. Do you have any exercises to improve finger independence that can be done without a guitar? I have a fairly long commute to work each day and would love to be able to put that time in the car to good use. Thanks, Laurie. Well, I have to say the first thing that comes to mind with that question, you know, what work can I do away from the guitar, sparks this whole other discussion of all of them, the different ways we can learn that don't involve us playing the actual instrument. I might touch on that after I talk about your finger independence, seeing as that's what you specifically asked. In terms of finger independence, and what Laurie is talking about here is the ability for us to move each finger with confidence and control while perhaps the other fingers are moving in different directions. We need this for chords and polyphonic music, maybe the music of Bach, the Bach fugues would be a perfect example. But basically making those fingers behave and going where we want them to go. Now, the first exercise I can think of that doesn't involve the guitar, I used to do as part of a class I took in Sydney, which was to do with Alexander technique. Alexander technique is talks about alignment in the body and using the body. And the teacher talked about this exercise called hot potatoes, which has nothing to do with heat and nothing to do with vegetables, although I'm not 100% sure that a potato is a vegetable. But what it involves is you put your hands into a fist. And Laurie, don't use both hands while you're driving. You put both hands, you put your hands into a fist, curl the fingers in, and your thumb is on the outside. So you're about to punch someone, like a bagpipe player that just will not stop. And you flick your fingers out like this. That's the audio example of flicking fingers. So what I'm doing is I'm going from that fist position to fingers splayed all the way out like a starfish, a weird looking starfish with long nails. What that does is it actually exercises and works on the muscles that we don't use very often. Normally we use the muscles that bring the fingers into the hand. So obviously when we're playing guitar, we're playing notes, the fingers are coming into the hand. And so one of these muscles is called the flexors, and one is the extensors, and I always get them mixed up. I'm sure maybe one of the readers on the site will be happy to say which one's which. I get them confused like stalactites and stalagmites. But the muscles that bring the fingers into the hand are the ones we use all the time, so they're well developed. The ones that send the fingers back out again to make that starfish are not used very often, so the hand is a little bit imbalanced in that regard. Now, I believe that the reason flamenco players can play so fast, their scales so quickly, is partly because of their use of rasgueado. Now, rasgueado is that same motion of the fingers flicking out to play chords on the guitar, the very fast, rumbling rasgueado that we know from flamenco. So yeah, that's one idea that you could do away from the guitar is these hot potatoes, these flickings of the fingers. You don't want to do them too much, just like you don't want to do any exercise too much, because the muscles in the hand are so tiny and weeny, we don't want to stress them. The other thing that I do, which I don't know if it's going to be completely useful for finger independence, but it might, is when I'm on the subway or on a bus, I listen to music. And If it's got a beat, I will tap my fingers. But to make it more interesting and a bit of fun, and I guess to help with finger independence, and this is perhaps something you could definitely do with the car on the wheel, on the steering wheel, is tapping your fingers, but not just one at a time, tapping them in a particular order. And you can get kind of creative. You could go, let's say in the right hand, you go thumb, middle, index, ring finger, middle, pinky, etc. And repeat these sequences maybe of five fingers when there's like a 4-4 beat going on. So it can feel kind of fun, and you're activating the fingers in an unusual way and working on their independence. You can do both hands in synchronization. You can do the hands in some sort of opposite, contrary motion. You know, you can be a bit creative, but you are making your fingers do what you want them to do, and they're doing them individually as opposed to as a group or in sequence. So that might be something you could also do in the car to work on your finger independence. So that's my two little points to answer your specific question. To answer a broader question of what can we do away from the instrument to develop our musicality or our knowledge of a piece, well, there's a huge amount we could do. And I think we don't do it enough, to be honest. Recently, in an email I sent out, I challenged people to, and if you're on the mailing list, you've received this, I've challenged people to, for part of their part of their practice routine, sit down for 15 minutes without the guitar and just analyze the score. Take time just to look, to really look at what's going on in the score and see form, expression markings, maybe make, you know, some pennies drop about, oh, that voice is going there, or that chord is changing to that chord. A lot can be learned from just spending some time with the score, because often the guitar will get in our own way. We just want to play the piece so much, we don't see the details that might be there right in front of us. Something you could do definitely in the car is going to be listen to music. You can listen to the piece, someone playing the piece, and listen to their interpretation ideas. You could listen to yourself playing the piece, which would be amazing. You could listen to yourself, be critical, think of places you could need to practice or ideas that aren't clear in your performance. They might be clear in your head, but not clear in the performance. You could listen to other pieces by the same composer. You could listen to pieces in the genre, or you could listen to something completely unrelated with what you do. Think analytically, think critically about the music. So, I mean, you can hear my voice. I'm getting excited about this because there's a lot to be done, and I think it's a very untapped resource. So maybe you need to be a bit organized about your commute in the car, but you really could make inroads into your musical education without touching the guitar at all and just being a little bit organized about how you spend your time away from the guitar. So that's my tip, and that's a phone vibrating because I'm a complete rookie at this. It's very hard to be silent in New York City. It's 5 minutes to 12 at night. And this is probably the only time there is not beats blasting out the window or construction or sirens. The fact that I haven't heard a siren in the last 5-10 minutes is quite amazing. Oh, and Evita's home, so I better go. But if you enjoyed this, I would love for you to I would love for you to let me know, and maybe I can do some more. All right, thanks.